For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Saturday evening, if you want to take a double portion, you can go to Delaware on Saturday night as well. And then he's going to come to Yaden, Reverend Justice Church, on Sunday morning. And then Sunday evening, he's going to end with us. So I believe it's going to be a great time. Are you excited about it?
Yes.
All right. So we'll get the flyers going shortly. Amen. So today I want to just share a little bit from the anointed and his anointing. I know we are writing an exam on it, all right? But I picked chapter 11 because it's my most favorite chapter. Not only that, but I just asked God what to share, and this is what came on my heart. And it's the mystery of impartation. We've talked about impartation for a long time. The Holy Spirit, we can't finish talking about the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you can't. The Holy Spirit is God himself. And I thought I knew so much about him, but I'm learning. It's like I'm now beginning. Yes. And I tried to talk to him today. I've spoken to him many times. I've asked him for help because that's why he is, isn't it? The comforter is the helper. That's one of the components of the comforter. He's a helper. He's also a standby. A standby kicks in when there's nothing more left, isn't it? When you don't have strength, the standby. It's like a standby generator. That's what the word paraclete means. Standby, comforter, helper, all that. So we're talking about the mystery of impartation. Now, what is a mystery? When we say a mystery, it means it is something that you cannot easily explain in a test tube. Yeah, you can't explain in a test tube. But it works. You can sometimes draw the path by which it works. But you cannot prove it or, you know, demonstrate in a test tube. It's a mystery, okay? So a mystery does not just mean that, you know, it's totally, you know, in the dark. No, no. We know the mystery of impartation. We know how impartation comes, but yet it's a mystery because you cannot, you know, there are some things that you can explain away easily, you know. Today, I realized that we have a little WhatsApp group platform, just me and Lady Pastor and our two kids, and I saw that they were going back and forth with, you know, I couldn't read the whole thing. I was too busy. I had a very busy day, but I felt at the point I felt like you know, writing just a little note that you cannot explain everything that is spiritual. In fact, if you try to explain spiritual things, you grow mad. Yeah, would it have made sense? Okay, so maybe I should have done it. Yeah, you can't, because they were long, some of them, I didn't have time to read the whole thing. So I didn't know whether what I felt by the little I saw was out of context or in context. So you can't explain away spiritual things. You know, you can explain by physics how a car moves. Yeah, combustion, oxygen with the fuel. So boom, and then the thing moves and it winds the wheels. You can explain, but you can't explain God. You can't. It's a mystery. Yeah. We only know certain things that are associated with impartation, but you can't explain the process. We know from scriptures that when certain things are put in place, it results in impartation. So what is impartation? I think we've defined this many times in this church. But impartation is when a spiritual endowment, all right, is moved from a person, one person to the other. When a spiritual, we're talking about the anointed and his anointing. So impartation is when the anointing, okay, the anointing is moved, all right, is shared, transferred. Thank you, Brother Charles. Transferred to another person. Okay? Now, what even makes it mysterious is that an anointing on a person, take for example Elijah, is transferred to Elisha. Is that right? Ja to Sha. J-A-H to S-H-A. And in the process, as it's being transferred, it gets doubled. That's mysterious. Isn't it? Yeah, it's mysterious. So there are many mysteries around the anointing, but what we know is that it does exist. Amen. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 and verse 9 to 13. You see, you can read a book to write an exam and you would not benefit in a certain way, all right? But you can read a book and receive impartation. I just heard a great man of God say this, I think the past week, and I've listened to that part several times. You see, when you come to church, there are two things, okay? A lot of people come to church for information. See, as we are sitting down, maybe some of us here who are just here for information, just tell us, or you are listening to it as knowledge, information that is being passed down to you, that there's an anointing, there's a thing called impartation, where the thing jumps from the anointed to the one who wants to be anointed. You see, it's good knowledge. It's nice. It sounds like a very nice message, isn't it? But there's also impartation, you see, and that is how we should come to church. Anytime you meet God or you come to church, you should look for impartation. Yeah. And like I've said many times here, there are some things that, actually, no matter what you do, you can't work it out. Some things can only come and will come by impartation. Yes, you can't work it up. You can't lock yourself up in a room and just pray and get some things. Yeah. One of the things I've learned recently is, I've said it again a couple of times here, is that the spirit of faith, we quote, we having the same spirit, belief, and we speak, therefore we speak. It's a spirit. It's different from faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That kind you will not get by reading the word of God. Yes, it's a spirit. And the way to get it is by impartation. Do you see? Because the spirit of faith can do certain things which which ordinary faith or other kinds of faith will not do. When you read some of Smith Wigglesworth's books, trying to raise the dead, he will say, I pray. Nothing happened. And he says, I reached out into the heavens and I got hold of a particular kind of faith. Pulled it down. And that is what worked. You see? So if you want that kind of, what you need is impartation. All right? Let's turn to Romans chapter 1. We said from verse 9, isn't it? Are you understanding? It says, for God is my witness. Verse 9, Romans 1, 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. Are you understanding? So this Paul writing to the Romans. Is that right? And he says, look, I'm praying. Huh? Making requests. If by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Then he says, for I long to see you. Verse 11. I long to see you. I miss you. I want to see you. I have a great desire to see you. Why? That I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts. That I may impart to you some spiritual gifts. Spiritual gift. To the end ye may be established. That I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. All right? Now, one of the things that we learn as we look at this mystery of impartation is that you can almost see from scriptures that it is as though some people own the thing. Like it's mine. Do you see? Here, Paul, yeah, and they can give it. Paul is saying, I long to see. I have a gift. So in other words, it's not like something that can come to you. I have to come. I long to see you that I may impart. Are you understanding? Yeah. And there are many examples. One example, for example, is Luke 1:17. Sometimes when I'm in an obscure place, I can't use my iPad and all that. My books are also on my iPhone. So I make notes. So if you see me, I'm not making a call. I'm just reading some of the notes I made on this over a period of time. All right? So Luke chapter 1, verse 17. Look at it again. Luke 1:17. So this is describing John the Baptist, isn't it? Look at what it says. And he's referring to John the Baptist. He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. Huh? John. He shall go before him in the spirit of Elias. He's going to walk in the spirit of Elias. It's Elias' spirit. In other words, he's going to have that impartation. The spirit, you see? There are some things I don't know whether we can understand. But when the Bible says that God is the God of the living, when the Bible talks about the spirit of just made of men, how does it put it again? The spirit of just men made perfect. Okay? I mean, every spirit is alive. Yes. And they can impart. Yeah. Many years ago, I had a very strange experience. You know, my lady pastor used to be my prophetic teacher, and she abandoned me. She doesn't teach me anymore. Yeah. But one day I was at that. I think I prayed a little bit, and I went upstairs, and I went to lay down. You see. And as I was lying down, I'm telling you, somebody stood over me. And the person looked like an old, ancient person. Do you remember? And the person actually leaned. I mean, the person had long hair. And the person leaned over me. And it was like he was breathing over me. And I could actually feel, I couldn't see the face. But I could actually feel the hair dripping around me. And I woke up, I screamed. Yeah. And as usual, she would say, oh, why are you doing? You are driving. You see, it's not every visitation that is necessarily evil. Some visitations are good visits. Yeah. If God wants to impart something to you. Yeah. There was a time in my life that almost every evening or every other evening, or very frequently, my spirit will just come out of me. And I used to be very scared. Yeah. And when it's going to happen, you can actually feel it. You feel the wind. And you can see that you are coming. And then you all of a sudden come. Then you just come out. Then you see yourself lying there. I used to be so scared. So I'll actually go and lie by her. Sometimes you'll be in another bedroom. I'm so scared to even sleep. I'll go and lie. I'm not lying. Yeah. Because for her, she's experienced it so many times. You see. Yeah. I'm telling, if you want some of this, you have to seek it. Yeah. You have to seek an impartation. You see. Yeah. What Makaria is doing, it's an impartation. She was telling me, just a few days ago, she wrote a text message to me and Lady Pastor that her father saw Ida singing or heard Ida singing, and the father believed that it was her. I mean, shall I close my eyes? You that it's an impartation. Do you see? Everybody should desire an impartation. Yeah, I believe that Bishop is trained us so well that there's really no anointing that you like that you can't get. You just have to follow the principles. All right? So here he said that John the Baptist will walk in the spirit of Elias. He will walk in the spirit of Elias. You see? It is as though that is how, not that it's as though, that is how God works. I mean, you think about it. If you are efficient as God is, do you see? If I want to duplicate, or I want to have more people work in a certain way, because what the anointing does is that it makes people work in a particular way. You see, the anointing on T.D. Jakes make him work. That's what makes T.D. Jakes T.D. Jakes. That's what makes T.D. Jakes T.D. Jakes. The anointing on Bishop Dark is what makes Bishop Dark Bishop Dark. The anointing on Catherine Coleman. And if you dare watch a few of Catherine Coleman, how many of you know Catherine Coleman, or you've heard of Catherine Coleman? Catherine Coleman was a very powerful evangelist, mighty miracles, a woman. Now, when you watch Catherine Coleman, you watch Benny Hinn, you see a male version of Catherine Coleman. You see, that is what makes, so when God wants to do, you know, to do a certain work in a particular person, well, all he does is look, okay, I want to have this kind of wild healings around, wild evangelistic work. Okay, that my servant there, I've already created it. I just clone it. Take it. Clone is a bad word, but just to explain what it is. I just take it and I put it on somebody else. Then the person just operates. You see? A good example again is Numbers chapter 11. Numbers. Are you understanding the simple message? Are you sure?
Yes.
Numbers 11:25. It says, and the Lord came down in the cloud and spake unto him. All right? Now, this refers to Moses and the elders. Do you remember? Yes. So, at the point, Moses needed people to help him do the work of looking after the Israelites. The work was too much. It was stressful. Yeah, people are difficult to lead. Eh? Esther, are you learning that already? Yeah, people are very difficult to lead. People are very, very difficult to lead. And sometimes when you let them get into your, you can even get depressed as a pastor. Because you put in so much and people just trivialize it. Yeah. They don't flow. They don't. Look at cell groups. I've been talking about cell groups up to today. We are still not 100% cell groups. And there are people, generally there are people who can't make it because of work and all that. But there are people who can't and still will not. People are difficult. So it was becoming very difficult for Moses. Do you see? So in order for him not to get a stroke, God gave him this instruction. So God told him to pick some elders. And look at what God did. He said, and the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took off the spirit that was upon him, Moses, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. God did not create another, spirit. You think about it. God could have just poured the Holy Spirit. Because all these anointings is a function of the Holy Spirit. It's a function of the Holy Spirit upon a person. But when he needed more people like Moses, what he did was that he took off the spirit that was on Moses. And he put it on the elders so that they will be able to do the work. And straight away, they started prophesying. Yes. Instant prophets. Are you understanding? All right. Another good example, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, I think the greatest passage that explains and teaches on anointing and impartation and transfer of anointing is Elijah and Elisha's story. Okay? So it says, it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of the Holy Spirit be upon me. Is that what he said? What did he say? Let a double portion of thy spirit. Yeah. Of thy spirit. Of thy spirit. Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Amen. There are many more examples, but I think this is good enough. So as we talk about the mystery of impartation, as we just read from Romans chapter 1, we saw from verse 9 to 13, we didn't read all of it, but Paul was saying, I long to see you that I may impart. So that was our idea. I want to see you. I have to come close to you. I have to see you so that I will impart a certain gift, spiritual gift, which is the anointing unto you. Are you understanding? All right. The mystery of impartation occurs in three dimensions: hearing, seeing, and touching. And Father, that is why he said, I want to see you. Because in his presence, if I came to see, as I came to see Makaria, I can touch her. Huh? She can hear me, and she sees me. So those are the three avenues for impartation: hearing, seeing, and touching. Turn to your neighbor and say, hearing, seeing, and touching. Yes. That is how it comes. So if you can identify an anointed vessel that has an anointing that you desire, what you need to do is to hear, is to see, and to touch. Amen. That is a very simple way. Yet, not many people get anointed. Anytime you are in the presence of an anointed person, expect to experience the anointing. What you see greatly affects you. You see, that is why I think this, especially with our denominational church, this older, I won't say older, this phase of generation, I think are better off than we started. Because when we started, all we could do was the hearing. Right, Lady Pastor? Yes. All we had were audio cassettes. We could only hear. Yes. We could not see. And that is why that we used to call it video dimension. That is why that was introduced. In fact, if you care to know, that is one of the reasons why I play. If you watch me, it's one of the first things I do. As soon as I walk in, I want to make sure that the screen is on and Bishop is preaching, because I know what it means and I know the importance of it. Amen. So what you see greatly affects you. What you see greatly affects you. This is one of the reasons why Bishop always encourages us to travel. Yeah. Always to travel. What do you say? Yeah. How many of you have seen a Malawi kebab? Mice kebab. Is it not amazing? Yeah. It's very, very amazing. Yeah. So seeing or hearing, seeing and touching is the way God is going to impart us. Okay? So everyone should seek that opportunity to hear, the opportunity to see, and the opportunity to touch. Is that a good idea? All right. Yeah. Because we need anointing. We need the anointing. It's not just the fasting and prayer. You need an impartation. You need an impartation. Something has to pass from someone to you. Yeah. I feel I've been imparted. I've been imparted by fathers. Yeah. Superficially. I think there's more. And I want to push on to get more. Amen. Let's stand to our feet as we end. Next time we're going to go into the specifics of the three, God willing. All right. Now I want you to close your eyes and ask God to help you. You know, let's move away from theories. We know so many theories about this anointing, impartation. We need to walk in it. It has to practically happen to us. Yes. When we become anointed, our lives will change. Everything about us will change. Your marriage, your parenting, your job, everything will be affected. And we need to be anointed. So begin to pray and ask God to just help you. Give you a deeper understanding. Come on. Lift up your voice for just 5 minutes. A deeper understanding, a greater understanding, in-depth understanding, even of the anointing and impartation, of the mystery of impartation.